Welcome back to Wake Up Canada News. I'm Brad Wilder. As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors. People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity. They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone. And they believed that, well, they were the only ones. Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. I hope you are doing well. Just a little disclaimer here. I think I'm getting the election flu. I'm not feeling well. I have like very, very low energy. Didn't even want a podcast last night. I'm doing this Saturday morning. As you can tell, my voice is still raspy. Been washing my hands. But, you know, it's that time of the year. The election is around the corner and they want people to stay home, force the mail-in ballots. You know, it really, really sucks. I get a haircut. I get the boys the haircut. I buy them some cool sneakers, fresh slim fit suits, and we're getting ready to my parents' 50th anniversary this weekend. I kid you not. My mom calls me hysterical. We're supposed to leave today, come back Monday for Labor Day. My mother calls me up hysterical. They had to cancel the wedding because they both have the election flu. They got COVID. And all these people, all my family, all over the country flying in. We all spent, you know, thousands of dollars on the kids' outfits and what my kids are in a wedding. And, you know, flights and everything. So she just calls me hysterical. And her number one thing was she didn't get to see the kids walk down the aisle. So that's being postponed. And then so they have COVID. Stu gets COVID. This past week, I don't know if you can tell, one guy on my hockey team this week gets COVID. I'm hearing cases blown up. Now I think I got something. I'm allergic to dust. And so my wife and I, we sleep with this fan. And I'm hoping it's just allergies and we need to clean the fan. But anyways, all that to say is I'm here, I'm struggling. I'm tired. I have like no energy. But it's not about me. It's about you. It's about letting you know what's going on in the next couple of weeks. And that's what motivates me, is that I need to be that messenger. God gave me this platform, not for me and my feelings, not for me and my energy levels, or not for me and my comfort. God gave me this platform because I want to speak truth into your life, into your retirement, into your well-being in your life, everything. So that being said, let's get to it. Kamala, can we just laugh real quick? Look, I know probably half of you are going to click off as soon as I show her ugly mug, but stay patient. I want you to hear some of these words. Stay patient. Keep some patience there, because I want you to see this disgusting interview with this tampon Tim.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me. And the bus tour is well underway here in Georgia. You have less time to make your case to voters than any candidate in modern American history. The voters are really eager to hear what your plans are. If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, I think that people are ready for a new way forward, in a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism. I think, sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, really dividing our nation. And I think people are ready to turn the page on that.
So what would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy. I've already laid out a number of proposals in that regard, which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families, for example, extending the child tax credit to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life, to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib. There's the work that we're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So there are a number of things on day one. What about you?
Well, I'm excited about this agenda, too. As I said, the idea of inspiring America to what can be. And I think many of these things that the vice president's proposing are things that we share in values. And the child tax credit is one we know that reduces childhood poverty by a third. We did it in Minnesota to have a federal partner in this. Unbelievable, I think, in the impact that we can make.
You talked about, you call it the opportunity economy. You are well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability. Yeah. One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
I didn't hear you. What? So you saw Kamala talking about the economy. And it doesn't matter if you're left wing, right wing, it doesn't matter. We have to understand that your advisor probably has a high chance of not really know what's going on. If your advisor is working for the big banks, and if you heard of them, their chances are that they can't really talk to you directly in a direct manner. Their chances are you probably don't agree with them when it comes to the vaccine or their politics. We had a beautiful, lovely single mom lady, can't say her name. She called our office out in California. And she's like, petrified because her advisor wants to diversify in red money assets. You see, when we have red money, and it's just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and ETFs and all these things, not that ETFs are bad. I love ETFs, but you got to know how to trade them. The thing is that these advisors are simply going to promote diversity in the red money bucket. There's no principal protection when red money. The banks that they work for are not allowed to even introduce principal protected products. As a matter of fact, I had to lose my broker's license because I had to give it up by design so that I can cross over and help clients with principal protected accounts. I wouldn't be able to do that had I still had my Series 7, had I still was a broker. But what it did allow me to do is focus on trading. Like, what is actually going on in the markets? What is actually this divergent stuff? What's this momentum? What's this cup and handle? What is day trading, swing trading? What are all these things? And how can it help your retirement? As a matter of fact, what are the hedge funds doing? And what are they seeing? Why are the money managers commenting on this? Why are they not commenting on it? So it raised a lot of questions, healthy questions that helped me grow in this business. And I'm very confident in the markets. I'm very confident in what's happening. I've been trading for a long time personally. You see, I grew up poor. My parents were just hardworking people. They lived paycheck to paycheck. My dad was in the military. He was a pastor. They never really overspend. And we lived in a small little 1500 square foot in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where my dad served, a little 3-2 home in Hedge Meadow Circle in Spring Lake, North Carolina. Actually, here's a picture of me as a baby. And that was in North Carolina. You know, the vaccines worked back then. The ones that actually helped with polio and with tetanus shot. All the old school ones, right, in the 80s, that really didn't affect me. Now, this new junk, this new mRNA, DNA altering stuff, no thank you. My father, I love him to death. My mom, I love her to death. They're vaccinated and boosted. Even me, like they wouldn't listen to me. They actually, when I almost died in COVID, they went ahead and got vaccinated because they knew that that was serious. So it's unfortunate, man, but by the grace of God, they're still here. I obviously don't trust, I don't trust anything like that with mRNA. They're putting it in our meats. They're putting it in everything. I was at Publix buying medication for my kid's ADHD. And they asked me, Mr. Cortez, would you like a flu shot? I'm like, a what? A flu shot? I'm like, no, I don't drink and I don't like mRNA. And they're like, well, it's just a flu shot. I was like, I don't trust it, bro. He said, okay. Like, he had to ask me as a part of his job. Even him himself was like, I'm not going to fight this. Like, I was willing to go toe to toe with a pharmacist that knows a lot more about the chemistry of things. And I was just going to just bulldoze him and just point blank tell him the facts. But the fact of the matter is, it got me thinking, like, how many of your advisors, like, you guys listen to this and you have financial advisors that are working for like the big conglomerates that are screwing everything. Like, even my university, my Christian university at Southeastern University, I don't even know where my degree is at. There's so much butt sex and homosexuality there. They're not talking about. I wouldn't have my kids go there. And that's a shame, man, because it was Assemblies of God school. They lost their ways. It's a liberal arts school now. And they have teachers that believe in socialism. This is a Christian university. My alma mater, where I led worship in this church. And they don't have the freaking balls to be direct, to say, yeah, we don't believe in this. We don't believe that you can come as you are. All these churches are doing, come as you are, come as you are. You can come as you are, but you freaking got to change. You can't live the same lifestyle. The message should not change. And that's what the problem with these gummy bear freaking churches. They're changing the message. They continue to change the message to feed the come as you are and be politically correct. And so what that does, it freaking pussifies the men in our church. The most weakest man is the one that goes to church on Sunday. It shouldn't be. I know that's not you. But we have a huge problem in the church with masculinity. Huge problem. And it's showing up in our marriage. It's showing up in our politics. It's showing up in our money. It's showing up in our lifestyle. It's showing up in our kids' lives. It's showing up in divorces. I'm guilty of it too, man. But we need to speak about it. We need to speak about it. Anyways, I wanted to talk about money, not masculinity in the church. It's called Scriptures on Wall Street, but I gave my little pastor's kid temper tantrum. So I don't know if I got COVID. I don't know. I don't care, man. Like, I just feel like crap right now. So I'm really struggling. But I get into this like motivation when I see the charts and I start talking, the lights, camera, action. I wake up all of a sudden. Anyways, shout out to Ron and Marilyn for calling in. I appreciate it. That was a really awesome conversation. Same background, right, as my show. Thanks for calling in. But I wanted to share something that is, oh man, this is like groundbreaking. This is groundbreaking, dude. So there was so Kamala in the interview, as you guys saw, there was a situation where she starts talking about the economy. Why is she talking about the economy when she doesn't know a thing about economy? Right? So what I want to do is I want to show you the charts. We got a lot of calls this week saying, hey, my advisor at Morgan Stanley is saying that there's nothing I can do to secure my money. They won't let me buy gold. They won't let me buy silver. They won't let me buy insurance-based products. They want to put me in a stock market and mutual funds and ETFs. And if that's you, give us a call. We want to help you because, unfortunately, you're dealing with the communism. You see, when I was a broker, a Series 7 broker, I had to do that. I had to play in the red money space, and they call it diversification, and it's not diversification when, okay, you didn't lose 40% in the last stock market crash. You lost 28. That's diversification for them. So you have no control. Your fees are unknown. You have this FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. You don't trust your advisor. You don't have a plan. And that's how you're trying to retire? Guys, there's better solutions. Just give us a call. Go to CortezWM.com. Let's give you some actual advice. Speaking of which, let me say my disclosure here. Everything on this podcast is for information, education purposes only. I am not giving financial advice. You need to seek help from a financial licensed professional. And we are that. So just give us a call, 813-448-3446. So what I was getting at is, this is pretty deep, bro. This is pretty deep. And I'm going to go slow so you can kind of stay with me. In my mastermind, my trading mastermind group, Joe Casey, thanks for the info. You're a gangster. I appreciate it. I'm stealing his images from my mastermind group, by the way. So I don't take any credit other than just regurgitating what I've learned. And so my mentor, Mr. Joe Casey, posted something in our group that I had to share publicly. Now, maybe he gets upset. Oh, well, I'll deal with that later. 2000. So here we go. So what I want to share is, you see these divergence, guys, these black bars on the very bottom, black bars on the very bottom. So when the stock market goes, up and there's a divergence going the opposite way, that's a huge problem. So if we look back in 2020, we had signs of a divergence. The stock market was going up, momentum was going down. stock market was going up, momentum was going down. The bottom RSI momentum index is the inflows of the institutional monies, the retail investors. It just measures the inflows and the momentum of the overall stock or index. Here we are. It is 2024. We have a slanted divergence, and we have a divergence that is flat or negative. It is not going up. We had a bull run recently. I told you that they would have a stock market jump. It's going up, but it now is starting to lose momentum here. This is interesting because we're getting closer to election. Didn't I just say that like the last three podcasts? They're going to pump up the stock market and they're going to crash it as soon as there's an election win. It is going to be chaotic. Now, here's the other kicker. Every time they lower interest rates, about 70% of the time over the past 15 years, there has been a stock market crash in the 40s every single time. So we have the interest rates going down. We have a divergence in the stock market. We have debt. We have unemployment. Personal savings, guys, is only 3.4%. It was at 9% the last market cycle. Bro, the last time they lowered the interest rates and it did not crash the market, personal savings were high, like three times higher. So just that alone is going to give us a downward market. This right here happened in 2000 crash. Show you another chart. This is the current chart. Let me show you the other chart. All right. So here we are. Check this out. That was in 2020. We had a huge divergence. Market was going up, divergence was going down. A bull run. Once it dipped in 2020, we had that V-shaped correction, right? And so here's another divergence in 2022. The market crashed. The divergence and momentum index was down. And once we have that diversion, we get a red cross here, which is a death cross. Boom, market went down 28%. The bond market completely kaputs. And then, of course, we get another bull run because it was oversold. And then it went up and went up. Another bull run, the one I predicted here the past month, it would go up. And now we have another divergence. It's flat. It's flat. And here's a huge divergence. This is bigger than two. In 2020, this divergence. Bro, it is time. It's time to get ready. I mean, I don't know how much momentum you want. Let's see here, snapshots. Okay, so here's another view. Back in 2000, look at divergence here. It was going up, divergence slightly going down. And what happened in 2001, .com/bomb? Market went down 42%. Of course, it goes back up. Another red cross. 2002 was a terrible year in the market. We didn't have a divergence there. But this is the history. So we have a divergence. The crash started in 2000 with a divergence. In 2008 was a divergence. The Great Recession. 2020, COVID was a divergence. 2022, there was a divergence. 2024, there was a divergence. There is a divergence. Like, what else do you need to know, man? So, unfortunately, your advisor is not talking about this because they're not trading. They're just getting their information from like a Jehovah's Witness. They're not even allowed to read the Bible. They have to talk to their Kingdom Hall. It's the same thing with financial advisors. They are not allowed to give advice unless it's under the supervision of their in-house CFPs most of the time, unless they're open architecture. And at that point, all they care about is the numbers. They care about the numbers so the shareholders can get paid. Oh, man, it's so rigged, bro. It is so rigged. I get a headache every time I think about it. But you don't have to worry about this. I just wanted to show you proof is in the pudding, dog. Like, the market's going down. It doesn't matter if, the interest rates are going down. The markets will go down. Personal savings is bad. Unemployment, GDP is weak. Like, what else do you want to know? The market's going down. I just proved it for anybody that says, oh, well, the market's going to go up. NVIDIA stock, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get these people that are like big stock market believers and they don't think that these things happen. And they're the one that gets waxed. So you're 65 years young or 55 years young and you got $1 million in the market and you think it's always going to go up. It could. Yeah. But there's also times where the markets go down. And so what? If you're in the market, and let's just say the market goes 20% this year for the next 4 months. Great. Are you really, really going to move your $1 million and you made $1.4 million? Is that really going to change your life? Or, you know, you're at 1.4. But what if you went from 1.4 to 700,000 and you lost half? That's really going to change your life. You can prevent that. We need green money in your portfolio. You need to have safety. You need to have an environment where you can grow with the index. The index is sophisticated, but you have the ability to grow with the index. As long as you're okay with having access to 10% a year and you're comfortable having an insurance contract that is backed by the guarantees of the strength of the company. So we want to have insurance contract law protect you from securities law. Having these charts is very powerful. And most of the advisors, even independent advisors, they don't trade. They don't have the ability to trade because it's not in their interest. Their job is to literally make money selling products. And I'm guilty of that too. And that's why I know, but this is why I am becoming more of a portfolio manager and spreading the truth of what's really going to happen. I'm still here, even if you call us or not. We want to help you. We want to build a relationship with you. We want to secure your retirement. We want you to get out of this woke funding garbage that people are doing and they're paying for an abomination like what happened in Paris. Like, we funded that. The weak Christian man funded that. And when we have a passive spirit and, oh, don't worry about it, it'll get better, this is where the trouble lies. This is where the trouble starts. So don't let that be you. Don't turn a blind eye to your money. Also, I believe the stock market is going to crash probably in the next, before September 15th. I believe we're going to see some serious volatility. And I could be wrong, but I don't know how long this bull run is going to last. I'm just going off what I know, and I could be wrong, right? There's always an exception. So this is why I say this is not financial advice. Only uses for information, education purposes only. It happened in 2022, it happened in 2020, it happened in 2008, it happened in 2000, this divergent setup. There's also a cup and handle in there. So when we have that cup and handle, typically there's a breakout and there's a bull run and then boom, it gets slapped like a touch and go pattern. That's on another chart. So I have that formation, the divergence formation, but the other one that I wanted to show you real quick was... So here we are. We have a blue cross here signaling a massive momentum. And this is going down as well as this is going up. Now it's starting to come back up. We could see another bull run, but as long as those divergent patterns start to come up, we will have a huge, huge crash. Also, the thing that we need to be leery of is we're in a lower interest rate environment. And because we're in a lower interest rate environment, the volatility index is going to spike up. And basically, the volatility index, generally speaking, when it goes up, the stock market's going down. And right now, it is starting to peak, man. We got a gold cross right here. Bro, come on, dog. August 23rd. Just last week, we had a spike and it went to 23. Right now, it's at 17. We're going to see this just like get pulverized. I mean, it's going to skyrocket. As soon as they lower interest rates, this is going to go through the roof, man. And so once this goes up, stock market goes down. Pickle that in with a divergence. Pickle that in with declining momentum. Combine that with a real estate issue that hasn't been solved, combine that with unemployment and lack of GDP, and the Fed's trying to sprinkle in good news with cooling inflation. It it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. The international markets have viewed the American dollar as a risk right now. There's a warning that the BIS has, Bank of International Settlements, have put out. So it is here, guys. You have a very limited time. The other thing is the interest rates are lowering down. Our insurance companies that are offering 20% bonus, they are lowering rates. Probably it's happening right now. So we have one company that's lowering interest rates, but we can get bonuses on insurance side of things from 12 to 20%, depending on your state. You just got to give us a call and say, I'm interested in that insurance product that's giving me 12 or 20% on my money right up front. If that's you, give us a call. We want to help you secure your retirement. It'll grow with the index, a very handsome index. So we want to make sure that you have access to good returns. Speaking of returns, so if you like returns like this, look at this graph here. Boom. Huge. This is ridiculous. So in 2002, it originated in 2002. We had a 24% the first year in the index. These are real numbers. These aren't projected numbers like most index insurance products. They want to give you past projected returns. These are actual returns. We have 9%. The index did bad and with a win of negative 14. You lose nothing on the reds. The following year made 12. The following year we made it 20. The following year in 2011 we made it 8.6 and 9.9. 2013, 21%, 30% in 2014, 2015, we made a zero, got an 8% in 2016 when Trump got in, and the Trump's full year, we made 40%. The following year, we had a problem with the Chinese tariff, the war on tariffs. So that was bad. We got a zero. We didn't lose anything. 34%, a 28%, a 25%, a negative 20, which translates to a zero for you when the market melted down in 22. And last year we did close to 20, 19 and a half. And this year we're up about 4.1. Probably is going to be 7 or 8 by the time you guys should view this this podcast, because it will, it's the last day. These are the returns we're getting. So we get the question, like, show me what you're doing. And quite frankly, if you're not doing these returns, then what are you doing? Like, we have access to these are real returns. Depending on which side of the gamut you want, we can get 100% of these returns in your state, in most states. Or if you want to pay a fee of less than 1%, you can make 75% of these returns and they will give you a 20% bonus. So pretty amazing. They're guaranteed by the insurance company that is writing these. But if you do the math, you're looking at a double every 4 to 6 years. So it's pretty amazing. If you want that, let's have a suitability call to make sure that's right for you. All you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446. No need to be in a stock market right now. You need to protect your retirement. You need to get out of it. Like, look, I'm trading the markets. Like, I'm legit trading the markets personally for fun. And I'm telling you, be cautious. Now is not the time to get in the stock market. Now is not the time to get in the stock market. Maybe you just want to wait for the meltdown and then get it back in. But keep in tune with Scriptures and Wall Street. We want to keep you updated what's going on in the market better than with your current advisor, because we want to bring value to the table. So God bless you guys. Love all you listeners. Thank you so much for the positive words. And all the haters, we love you too, because without you guys, you don't inspire me. With that being said, I am out of here. God bless.